Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition as well, all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds a head or more of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop by to see your nearest Sweetlick's supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
We're on the scene in Phoenix, Arizona at the 2018 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Our coverage this week being powered by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater. One of the things that's going on here in Phoenix, lots of talk about trade, concerns about making sure that the Trump administration stays engaged with the North America Free Trade Agreement negotiations. Kent Bacchus is the lead as far as trade efforts is concerned for NCBA, and he says he feels better after the Montreal round of negotiations that wrapped up over the weekend.
Well, I think, you know, as you've seen in most of the media already, we're in a much better place than where we have been. The conversations were very productive. I feel that even though there wasn't anything firm as far as a roadmap or anything that was issued with this last round, I think the fact that all three ministers were there and were there, you know, following the big summit in Davos, I think that's a good sign. I think it's also a good sign that our technical people were still meeting. You didn't see them just hanging out everywhere. They were behind doors meeting in secured areas, and that's a good thing because as long as they're at the table, they're at least having the conversations they need to have. And that's what we need to see more of. We're hopeful that we're going to see another round in Mexico City probably here in a few weeks and then probably one more round in D.C. just before the March deadline. And the March deadline is important because you've got the Mexican presidential election that's coming up. And then right after that, you've got U.S. midterms in Congress. So deadlines are important because they actually, you know, want to see what progress they can make. And then hopefully from there, find a path forward on some of these other issues that they've not been able to resolve.
Trade specialist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Bacchus. Here in Phoenix, it's the Cattlemen's College underway today. Opening general session is this afternoon. Opening of the trade show happening this afternoon as well. Tomorrow morning, we'll hear from Cattle Facts and their annual Market Outlook Seminar at the 2018 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Exciting news coming from the Oklahoma FFA. Kent Boggs, FFA Executive Secretary, says we're excited to confirm that Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will be addressing the 92nd State FFA Convention Tuesday, May 1st at the first general session at 10 a.m. in downtown Oklahoma City. He says, I believe this will be the first ever U.S. cabinet-level leader to attend their state convention. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch at Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Reporting from Phoenix in the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.